fingertips, fingertips, fingertips.
And welcome to Nerd Pride Radio's third bonus fingertips episode. This is fingertips number 3, entitled Real Big Fish. I am Mike Jones. I will be your host. Welcome to my show. I just saw Real Big Fish in concert. They were awesome. Do you need to know anything more than that? It was awesome. All right. First off, I just signed up for. I'm not paying anything, so don't. It's a free service online. Songkick. Songkick. All right. SONGKICK.com. Songkick lets me go out and put in all of the venues that I am willing to drive to. So I live in Northeast Nebraska. So I've laid out most places in Nebraska, you know, I'm willing to drive to get to a show that's important to me. I once drove 5 hours to go see Eliahead play down in Red Cloud, Nebraska, and it was awesome. All right. So I'm willing to drive within Nebraska. Lots of parts of Iowa and South Dakota are within driving distance for me. So I go into Songkick and I say, I wish I could just put in a radius. I could just say, hey, look, I live here. Give me anything within 200 miles. That would be the ideal way to set it up. But now I have to actually go label the towns that I'm willing to drive to. So I do that. So I tell them all the towns that I'm willing to drive to that have big venues, or even little venues. And then I tell them what artists I'm listening to. What artists am I interested in for music? And I have a list of, you know, 30 of them that, you know what, if I ever had a chance to see them in concert, I would probably go. And so I plug in all that information, and then Songkick is nice enough to send me an email anytime one of my artists is playing at one of the venues I can drive to. That's all there is. It's beautiful. I just can't even tell you how excited I was when I got an email that said, hey, you know, Real Big Fish is going to be in Omaha. Oh my God, really? I would love to see Real Big Fish, and I really would, and I did. It was awesome. And it turns out that they were coming to Omaha literally, you know, 2 days after my birthday, the week of my birthday, they are going to be in Omaha. And, okay, it was a Tuesday night, so that wasn't ideal, but, nah, that's fine. They're playing at a little club in Omaha called The Waiting Room. The Waiting Room, I guess, has maybe, what, 300, 400 people capacity, not a big place. And so tickets, $20. Oh, I love going to see a concert for $20. You can't even, it's great. All right. As opposed to if I want to go see, you know, like some big musical comes to town or a big name artist has a concert at the Quest Center in Omaha or whatever one of the big venues is, you know, they show up for these things and they're charging $80 a ticket, $120 a ticket. More than that, if it's more than that, I'm not even going to consider it. But I hate paying that kind of price to go see something, and most of the time I don't go see them because that is a lot of money. But a lot of these little places, you know, we saw Theory of a Dead Man over at the Spencer County Fair in Iowa last summer, and, you know, we got in for like $15-$20 a piece. It was an awesome show. So I love the idea that, you know, and for $20, even if it's not a great show, well, $20, all it has to do is be adequate. And I've had, you know, we drive out, spend the day at whatever the venue is. You know, you can hang out, you can do other stuff. We usually go out to a nice dinner. I'm not going to complain. For $15-$20, any show is pretty damn good. But Real Big Fish, spectacular. All right. Here's the deal. And I've already posted all this on the forum, so I'm not giving you guys any new information. So if you've already been on the forums, you can probably just tune out on this one anyway. But for those of you who aren't on the forums, I get Real Big Fish, and then as their opening act, before even the opening acts, Real Big Fish's drummer, Ryland. Ryland comes out before the opening acts, and he comes out with just his acoustic guitar, and he sits down and he plays about 4 songs, because apparently he's put together his own independent project. He's got his own album coming out. And so he does 3 or 4 songs before the show even opens. So that starts at 8 o'clock that he does that. Then by 8:30, the first opening act is on, and it's Biebs and Her Moneymakers, who I've never heard of before. But as Jeff Hawes can tell you, they were really good. What a great show. Biebs and Her Moneymakers may have been my favorite part of the whole show. Real Big Fish was really good, as I knew they would be. But Biebs and Her Moneymakers were not just really good, but they were also a surprise, because I am so used to going to, when I go to these little clubs like this, like when I've seen They Might Be Giants, when I see whoever, usually the opening act is, it's, you know, it's always someone I've never heard of, and they wind up being, sometimes okay, like Oppenheimer. I enjoyed Oppenheimer. They're not my favorite band, but they were, I was glad to pay $5 to get one of their CDs. They were nice enough to let me use their, one of their songs as the theme song for our last podcast, the Animal Cast. They were great guys. And it was a good show. They weren't, I wouldn't have paid money just to go see Oppenheimer, but I was glad I saw him when I was there. But other times I've had opening acts that it's like, whatever. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, you got a couple of good songs. You're new. Get through your stuff so I can see the real band. But Biebs and Her Moneymakers, I would have paid money just to watch them because they were so much fun. So much fun. Which, of course, look, these are all ska bands. The whole night is nothing but ska bands. And so ska band means it's high energy. They are jumping and they are pounding and everyone on stage is smiling and everyone on stage is having a good time. And they've got horn sections, which for some reason, something about having a horn section means everyone's got coordinated dance moves and they're having a great time doing it. It was just so much fun. Just Biebs and Her Moneymakers were high energy and great songs. And, my wife and I have been browsing through their selections online, and we're going to buy a bunch of their songs. Usually we wait till the weekend to kind of, buy a handful of stuff all together if we're going to buy music. But we're going to buy a bunch of stuff from them because they were great. They were just so much fun. Really, like I say, it's a ska band, and it reminds me of, especially with her voice, reminds me of early No Doubt before, just the early stuff, that high energy ska punky kind of sensibility, before, Gwen Stefani went all pop and glam and kind of, moved into an area of music that I'm not as thrilled with. And so just had a great time. It was really good. And then after Biebs and Her Moneymakers get done, and they had Jambot out there, some guy wearing a giant foam robot suit who dances for no good reason other than just to be there and look menacing and then dance and then look menacing again and then dance. Great. And then after they get done, we get a little interlude, and then here comes Suburban Legends. And Suburban Legends, while their music may have been probably my least favorite of the three, but I still loved it. And specifically their newest album, EP really, I think it's only six songs. Their newest EP is six covers of Disney songs. And the ones that they performed, they did DuckTales, they did You've Got a Friend in Me from Randy Newman from Toy Story. And what was the other one? Oh, Kiss the Girl. From Sebastian singing in Little Mermaid. And it was hysterical and it was fun. And while, like I say, the rest of their songs were kind of typical. I mean, I wouldn't go buying their other music. I like their cover stuff, but I wouldn't go buying their other music right off. But their performance was just phenomenal. These were the happiest dudes you have ever seen in your life. They were so thrilled to be there, so thrilled to be performing with each other. And this is the last stop on their tour. So these guys have been doing this for a long time, and this is the end of the tour, and yet they are still just killing it out there. Just so high energy. I had a great time watching them. And then came out Real Big Fish, and Real Big Fish hit a surprising number of songs that I wasn't as familiar with, because I own a lot of Real Big Fish. And before this concert, I did what I always do before a concert. I go out to there, and I don't have a name for the for the website Setlist. I think it's setlist.fm or something like that. I can't remember. I always just do a Google search for setlists. And what you get is this setlist site will give you whatever band you pick. You say, well, show me the setlists from the last, 6 months of their tour. All right. Or, the last, you can look for the last 5 years if you want. But usually I go for, give me the setlists from their latest tour. Show me the songs that are played most often. Show me the songs that I'm most likely to see. Rank them in order. And so they give me a nice list of here's all the songs that they've played in the last 6 months, and here's how many shows that they've performed them at. So you just sort them out and you look. And so I'll grab the top 40 of them, see which ones I recognize, which ones I don't. If there's something that's really popular, shows up at every show that they do, and yet I've never heard of it, well, let's go out to YouTube, give it a listen, or go buy it if it's that good. And I get myself familiar with the songs beforehand, just so I have an idea of what's coming. And as it turns out, they still threw some surprises on me, and I still loved every single one of them. They were great. And in addition to giving me some new stuff I hadn't heard before, they hit pretty much, if I can think straight, they hit every song that I was hoping that they would hit. And I was so excited by that. My wife, Hiding in My Headphones is one of their ones that she has just been introduced to, and she was so disappointed that we were getting to the end of the show and it wasn't there, and then boom, they kicked it out at the last minute. Ah, it was great. And the guys have fun on stage, and they played around a lot. I think the drummer ran off stage for a bathroom emergency at some point, and the singer is moving into the next song without even realizing that his drummer is gone. And they're like, whoa, whoa, dude, stop, Ryland's gone. It's like, what? Well, oh, hold on then. I guess I'll be the drummer. So he sets his guitar down. He crawls over. He gets into the drum kit, and he starts hammering out a beat. And so then the saxophone player says, well, okay, now we have no guitar player. So he sets the saxophone down. He moves over to the guitar, and they start they're just jamming. They're just goofing around. And this is, I did some searches because I thought, God, what if this is a gimmick that they do at every show? But I did some searches. I couldn't find anything for the little songs that they were jamming about and the whole bit. I didn't find where they've been doing this before. So this was really just a spontaneous bit. And he starts singing, since their drummer Ryland is gone. It's like, where'd he go? I don't know. Must be taking a shit. And he starts singing a little song. Ryland's taking a shit. Da, 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 da. Ryland. And they played it out and they improvised a little bit and they got really funny with it. And when Ryland got back, it turns out that's actually where he really had to go. And they all had a big laugh about that and they moved on. And it was entertaining. It was a good show. As I said, on the forums, really cool that we had the perfect seats, for old people because we didn't want to be in the pit. I have no urge to be up in the pit. I don't want to. It was a 4-hour show, which, thrilling, exciting 4-hour show. I had a great time at it, but I cannot imagine having to stand for that whole 4 hours. Oh, that would have been horrifying. So thank goodness I didn't have to do that. Anyway, as it turns out, I'm watching from where we're sitting. We're sitting at a counter. We've got bar stools. We're sitting at a counter, and the counter faces the stage. I've got an unobstructed view of the stage from where I'm sitting. And like I say, I have a bar stool under me and a counter in front of me to put my drinks on. And right over the rail of this counter I'm on, I can look down, and there's the path to the band entrance to the club. And that's the entrance that the bouncers kept dragging all the drunks to throw them out. It was really cool to watch. I mean, it wasn't a rowdy show. It was actually a really polite show for the most part. People were very nice. The mosh pit didn't get unruly even when they're singing in the pit where you're supposed to kick and punch and fight. It was actually a very, very tame crowd by all that. I mean, there were people my age in their 40s. There were a few 30-somethings. Mostly it was 20-somethings, hipsters and stuff like that, but mostly 20-somethings. And then even a couple of families that brought little kids. There was a girl that must have been 9 or 10 standing near us. And she got up close to the stage, and they actually, during Kiss the Girl, Suburban Legends, when they're singing Kiss the Girl, they leaned down and they gave her the microphone, and she got to sing the final line, Kiss the Girl, and it was cute. And, so it was a good mix of an audience, a fairly polite audience, but this club's policy is, man, if you're causing any sort of trouble, they don't ask questions, they don't come talk to you about it, they grab you and they pitch you out the door and they lock the door behind you. And we got to watch that happen like 4 times while we were there. It was really funny. But the whole thing was just greatly entertaining. I recommend Songkick if you are, I mean, look, either you're a real Big Fish fan or you're not. And, you know, me recommending them to you now is probably not going to convince you to go pick them up. Unless I have young listeners out there who just haven't been exposed to them yet, in which case, go check them out. But otherwise, I love going to live shows for cheap. This thing is great.